Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Earlier this month, the International Monetary Fund upgraded its global economic growth forecast for the second time in 3 months. It's projecting a global growth at 6% in 2021, moderating to 4.4% in 2022. According to reports, that would be the most in four decades of data, coming after a 3.3% contraction last year. The IMF says the upward revision reflects additional fiscal support in a few large economies, the anticipated vaccine-powered recovery in the second half of 2021, and continued adaptation of economic activity to subdued mobility. However, the IMF warns that high uncertainty surrounds this outlook, related to the path of the pandemic, the effectiveness of policy support to provide a bridge to vaccine-powered normalization, and the evolution of financial conditions. Now, as the recovery is closely linked to vaccine rollout, we're joined now by CIMB private bank economist Song Seng-Woon for his thoughts on recent vaccine delivery developments and what that might mean for global economic growth. Seng-Woon, thank you so much for joining us again today.
My pleasure. As usual.
Wonderful to have you on the show. Now, yesterday we had the news that Australia has abandoned its goal of vaccinating nearly all of its 26 million population by the end of 2021. That follows advice that people under the age of 50 will now take Pfizer's BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine rather than AstraZeneca's shot. And this follows similar measures that we've seen across the globe following the European Medicines Agency findings of rare cases of blood clots among some adult vaccine recipients. Now, given that the global economic recovery is pegged to vaccine rollout, is this something that we should be concerned about?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, we certainly, if we look back last week, the forecast from the IMF, all premised upon vaccine rollout, as we getting on top of the pandemic, as we were able to see more consumer-facing activities resume in greater number frequency. So if we start to be worried about, you know, the pandemic again in terms of the, we are seeing a surge in cases, new wave in on multiple fronts. So it does pose a risk coming back to Australia. I mean, I think government, IMF, all this has been forecasting growth of perhaps between 4 to 5% after a over 2% contraction in 2020. So whether it is in Australia or whether even it is in India, where we're seeing surges in cases, and on top of that, vaccine supply shortages, the 12% rebound for 2021 that has been penciled in by the IMF for India is also at risk. So we're certainly watching the situation with a little bit of a wary eye, I suppose. I mean, coming back closer to home, similar kind of, I suppose, argument we can see. We are all looking forward to more consumer-facing activities being resumed, greater economic activities, you know, buffet line being reopened. Yes, we have a safety protocol in place. So if there's any hurdle obstruction along the way, then obviously it will contain the recovery, and the uneven recovery will become even more so by industries, by sectors, across countries, rich and poor. So all these are risks to the quality of the recovery.
And you mentioned the opening of buffet lines again here in Singapore and over in the UK as well. I mean, globally, we've seen the UK opening up again a little bit more yesterday. They had some easing of some measures.
My brother-in-law says he can go to the pub now. So, you know, I say, well done. I cheer you from Singapore. So, again, I suppose as long as we are able to get businesses, those in-person activities, those consumer-facing ones, up and running, it adds to growth. Anything that prevents that is a drag. Very simple and straightforward.
So what are you going to be watching out for in the month ahead then?
Well, not just on the vaccine news. This week in particular, it will be about the quality of the recovery of coming up from the U.S. They're being very aggressive in rolling out vaccine. We have seen, you know, stimulus checks having some impact on spending, but also on the back of the rebound and consumer-facing activities being resumed, we still have supply disruption, which is causing, obviously, concern about input costs, higher producer prices that we are seeing out from the US, from China, from Japan, etc. To what extent that passed on to you and I as consumer paying for goods and services remains to be seen. So that's something to worry about, not just about the quality of the recovery or pandemic and activities being affected by the pandemic again. So lots of worries on multiple fronts, I'm afraid, still.
We're speaking with Song Seng-Woon, economist at CIMB Private Bank. Now, Seng-Woon, here in Singapore, we've been fortunate. Our COVID-19 numbers have been low and somewhat contained. But what does this new normal look like to you? And how has COVID-19 shifted the way you look at and analyse economic growth data?
Behaviour have obviously been changed at business levels, at businesses and at household level. Office building is still relatively quiet, although we have seen more people return to the office. We also have seen colleagues still working from home. We are still seeing combination of people working. I suppose there's still that wariness with regard to how we are going to be dealing with this so-called new normal. Mm-hmm. But for Singapore as a whole, from where I'm looking at, it is still about, okay, there's only that many people in Singapore. We are engaging more within Singapore itself in terms of going out, seeing more of the greeneries, being a bit more active. But more important for Singapore, being a small open economy that is so dependent on goods and trade services, we need global trade to pick up pace. We also need more consumer-facing activities to also be resumed. I'm at the moment looking out at Marina Bay Sands, very quiet. It used to be thronging with people. I see over at Malayan Park, it's still a few cyclists running around on these days. On any other given day before pandemic, it would have been very busy. Mm. So I think we need to see greater interaction of not just people within Singapore, but also the region around the world, within and through and via Singapore. So that is obviously still something that we are watching out to see it pick up pace. So watching macro data activity is still pretty straightforward for Singapore. See how many planes cross my view on the way to or from the airport, how many boats come in through to Singapore ports. All these things are pretty straightforward, simply put, how busy Malayan Park is. So it's still fairly simple in terms of Singapore, because we are just so integrated into global economy and for demand of goods and services. So if that one still stays subdued, one leg of our economy is still wobbling, whereas you and I may have sort of rebounded more so, but still the broader economy as a whole still hasn't fully recovered.
And lastly, just to check in with you, while we're speaking about data coming out of Singapore, what are you expecting from the MAS tomorrow? Any changes there?
I think because of what we discussed, the economy may be on a better footing now. We'll certainly see another quarter of small growth, year-on-year contraction, perhaps significantly smaller. We might even book in a marginal growth because of some of the improvement we're seeing in global demand for our goods side and manufacturing sector led by tech, led by biomed sector has done well. Within services, obviously, some have done better than the others. And obviously, those dragging on are still those that requires a lot more consumer-facing activities, whether it's aviation or the engineering side. Construction is on the mend. So because of still that uneven recovery, we are on a recovery, uneven recovery, rest of the world still somewhat wobbly as well, although it's also on a recovery. I think our central bank here, like many others, will continue to remain cautious and still essentially maintain the stance that we have, i.e. zero appreciation of the trade with the Sing dollar, with no change to the band and the center until we see better quality recovery, perhaps second half of the year. Then I think October review perhaps may see some change, but certainly too early at this point.
Wonderful. Well, Mr. Song, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Song Seng-Woon, economist at CIMB Private Bank.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.